SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. A ton going on. We got lots of action, live action. We'll do a little football for Joe in this hour just to keep him sane. And several other things as well. We got some big slates on Wednesday in college and in the NBA that we have to get to. There's hockey tonight, too. Islanders just tied up the Kraken. I'm watching Drake in Evansville now, Joe. So I'm locked in on Drake here. There's about 60 people in the building at Evansville. Drake trying to get through. Syracuse now 5. I don't know, Joe. I don't know if they're going to make it.
This team, let me tell you something. North Carolina can't win on the road.
You know, a lot of teams have that problem, Joe, to be fair. Kansas can't win on the road. North Carolina can't win on the road. Maybe we'll get into this some point this hour. Like, Purdue and UConn are separating themselves. Now, we're not going to trust Purdue in March. We never do. But, man, UConn, they have extended themselves to where, I mean, they're head and shoulders ahead of everyone right now.
Certain teams can gut
really
it out
are.
On the road, and other teams can't. You know that.
No, it's very
true. Look at the Johnnies. The Johnnies are starting to bounce back.
All right. Let's go. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Plenty to do this hour. We'll talk some hoops. I got some football stuff for Joe that we'll get into because I got to always give him like a little taste every day so that he doesn't get too upset, even though the season's over now. We still got to give him a little bit of something. And we got a lot of action on Wednesday that we have to look at. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? This is it. The long off season of NFL and college action. We are stuck in the abyss. Nothing but March Madness, a little golf, and sprinkle in the hockey playoffs, and that's it. That's all we got.
Sprinkle in the hockey playoffs. Golf's big this week, man. I'm pumped for this at Riviera, the Genesis.
Yeah?
I'm pumped. I don't like the 70 golfer. I prefer a full field. I don't like the 70 golfers. And they're cutting to 50 and ties and whatever. But still, like, why cut if you have 70 guys?
Yeah.
Stupid. But it's still a great field, and Tiger's playing, which adds always a little extra
zeal.
Spice to it.
Adds
even if he is going to be dragging his leg around on Saturday by the third round, but still, it's always a little fun when you get Tiger out there. So we'll do more of that tomorrow. Golf's the midweeker when we give all the picks, Joe. But we do have some other things to attend to, that's for sure. I wanted to actually start this. I briefly mentioned this to you on Coast to Coast on Tuesday, and then more and more kind of came out of it after. I actually watched Brandon Ayuk talk to the media. You know, I gave you the quote, which I had saw because it was happening as we were on. But watching the actual clip, Joe, and I'm sure, listen, losing the Super Bowl is not, you know, that ain't an easy thing to do, man. I don't think it's I think sometimes even when you're asking these guys questions about their future and things like that, I feel like sometimes, Joe, you need to let more than 36 or 48 hours go by before you can really sit down and have those discussions, right? But
right.
We know how it is. Like, your season ends and you know, you clear out the locker and you go on your way until next year. So that's what the Niners had on Tuesday when they were obviously their kind of their clean out from after losing the Super Bowl. And you know, Ayuk kind of just watching him, Joe, like that guy, he's probably open to another destination if it's presented to him. It certainly felt that way.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Ayuk, and it's shocking that, you know, he has 49 yards, right? And he had one catch, I believe, in the second half. But he wasn't the main guy. They tried to get the ball to Debo, and Debo had the hamstring in the second half. Right? Third quarter. And, you know, I feel like Shanahan, like, okay, you want to get Debo involved, but Ayuk is the guy that had seven games with 100 yards throughout the regular season. He's the home run guy. Try to develop and scheme him out, one-on-one coverage on the outside, and take a shot over the top. Did they ever do that? Did they ever take deep shots over the top? No.
I mean, the Chiefs did a really good job, too. Don't forget that.
But Carver, here's the thing. Chiefs did a great job. They took one shot deep to Debo in the end zone. Did you see that type of shot? And then he took a deep shot to Ayuk early in the first half where Ayuk was open and Purdy, like, you know, twisted him around a little bit. But there wasn't, right, like, one-on-one coverage on. You could scheme him out and have him one-on-one and say, you know what, we're going to throw a jump ball to Brandon Ayuk. I mean, no.
You would like to think, as good as those Chief corners are, if you get a straight one-on-one opportunity, you know.
I mean, think about this. Juwan Jennings had 42, right? Ayuk had 49. McCaffrey had 80. So there is basically 160 of Brock Purdy's 256 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, how many targets did he have? I got to look. He had like four targets. How does your number one guy have four targets?
I don't disagree, Joe. I don't disagree. Don't disagree at all.
Talking Justin Jefferson, I mean, you know, any pure number one is getting at least 10 targets in that game, no?
I guess he feels that you're right. He should be that kind of a level of target share, I guess. He feels he should be up there. Maybe he'll be doing it somewhere else. Or do you pay him at the end of the day? You think he's worth what these other guys get?
No, but, I mean, is he Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase? No.
No.
Is he Tyreek Hill? No. But he's deserving to be the number one on that team. No.
Is he the one or is Debo the one?
I feel like Debo, like, he's definitely a little bit, he's got better range, like his arms are longer. I'm just saying, one-on-one opportunities. I feel like they use Debo more in terms of, like, he's the slot. You know, and they use Ayuk on the outside.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A lot to do. We're rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. It was Sirius XM 159. Yeah. I actually have for you today, Joe. Believe it or not, this will really get you fired up.
Oh, boy.
I actually have some college football stuff for you today.
How do you have college football stuff? What are you going to have for me?
Well, here's what I have for you. Actually, some significant things.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, did you see, and this, I'm surprised you didn't bring this to me. This must have got lost between the cracks for you, because I'm surprised you didn't come to me with this on Tuesday.
With the season over, finally.
So you're missing some pivotal information like this because you're sulking about the season being over. Did you see who got chopped on Tuesday?
I might have missed that. I could have been at the gym.
It was somebody that we've been saying for a long time was going to get chopped. Let's see if
in
you
college football.
In college football. Somebody got chopped that me and you have been saying for a while. He's getting chopped.
Carver.
All right. I'm going to get right to it so that we don't waste too much time because I have a lot to get to.
Go ahead.
Klivikov.
What?
Klivikov got chopped. Now,
finally,
the Pac-12 put out a statement. It was, you know, Joe, they called it a mutual parting of ways.
Yeah, they chopped.
But that means he's chopped. So Klivikov out as the Big 12 commish. It actually says the Pac-12 Conference Board has given the departing 10 schools notice of a proposed leadership transition. We expect more information within the following blah, 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 blah. They are parting ways with Klivikov. Pac-12 Deputy Commissioner Teresa Gould is being targeted as his replacement. The Pac-12 retains a spot on the College Football Playoff Management Committee and the College Football Board of Managers till the end of the current contract in 2025. The Pac-12 has 2 years to rebuild and reach the eight-school minimum before the NCAA no longer recognizes it as an FBS conference.
Wow.
Now, as a sidecar to that, Joe,
right,
is this news, which was Washington State's Kirk Schultz. And Kirk Schultz, Joe, as you know, is the president of Washington State, which is one of the two schools still left in the Pac-12. He's going to formally present to college football playoff leaders next week a proposal for the Pac-12 to be treated as a Power 5 conference in revenue and voting rights. The quote here in Ross Dellinger's tweet, Yahoo Sports, quote, "We just don't feel that we should be regulated by no fault of our own." Schultz's proposal delayed a vote on the college football playoff moving from the 6+6 to the 5+7. But he shot down the idea that his vote is tied to the granting of his proposal and indicated Washington State would be better off in the 5+7 model because that 7 has more at-large spots.
Right.
In November, commissioners adopted a policy requiring a league to have at least 8 members to qualify for an automatic qualifier. The policy change did not need board approval. It was implemented last month, effectively eliminating the Pac-2 champion from the automatic qualifier. So there's a few things here, Joe. Number one is Klivikov is out, as we all thought that was going to happen. Number two,
right,
the Washington State president is basically what they're going to do here, Joe, is it's like a trade-off. We're not going to fight you on us not being an automatic anymore, but right, you're going to give us 2 years to get our members and keep us, you know, give us a chance to get that back. I think is kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, we know that they're going to merge with the Mountain West, which is their only option, which, I mean, you know, it's like that guy really. You want to talk about, like, just being chopped, like, and kicked right in the stones, Klivikov. I mean, he has Washington on the verge of a national championship. He has, you know, so many top 15 teams from the Pac-12, and this guy can't coach it up. Can't figure out a way to make money. Unbelievable. How much do you think he's losing? $2 million a year?
He's walking away with something, but he's sure he ain't getting it all.
He's walking away with his tail between his legs is what he's doing.
But I'm surprised that you missed that he's getting chopped.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm still honestly, to be honest with you,
I know.
I'm completely like shell shocked that the season's over. I'm like smashed, completely shell shocked. You know?
Shell shocked.
Shell shocked. Like, this is typically when the season's over, I take a long walk into the forest, reflect on, you know.
That's why it's great that you do this with me now. So now I get you gassed up with, you know, making you live bet North Carolina when they lose outright to Syracuse. And these are the things that I do for you.
Right. You push me in. You're my impulsive, you know, my impulsive other half.
Right.
Put it with the golf. Put it with Harry English. Put it, you know, you're going to have me on the professional bowlers tour soon. I'm going to be betting that. What do you want? Give me Mark Roth.
I ain't going to go that far, buddy. Not
give
going
me
that
Mark
far.
Roth. Who's the other one? Give me a little Earl Anthony back in the day.
I couldn't even tell you. The only bowler I could probably name is Pete Weber, right? Isn't
Pete
he the guy?
Weber, like, yeah, with the crazy shirts.
And the glasses and the...
Yeah.
That's me, baby! Remember when he yelled at the camera after the winning the tournament? Gave everybody
There's
the business.
There's a guy now, I don't know. He's like one of the hot ones. He looks like he just rolled out of bed and rolled at 300. He just rolled out. He was playing Xbox. He rolled out of bed and all of a sudden he rolls at 300.
I gave you some of this stuff on C2C, which was that they're starting to expand the draft numbers, the markets, I should say. Like the markets.
Oh, yeah.
They started adding a lot of draft bet stuff you could bet. And I told you Jaden Daniels was 2-1 for the second pick. And I think that you seem to – I think that you think that that's a good buy.
I do.
It sounds like you think it's a good buy. He's 30-1 for the first pick. He's 30-1 for the first overall pick.
Really?
Yeah.
I would take a shot on that. Why not?
I figured you would.
You know I would.
Now, they've put 5 players up here for team to draft that player. Harrison Jr., Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Brock Bowers, and Bo Nix. They have odds up for which team will draft those guys. Now, New England has the third pick. They have Harrison in New England at plus 470. Arizona has the fourth pick, right, Joe? They have him Arizona at minus 195.
Okay.
The Bears at 5-1. See, that's interesting, Joe, because I feel like if let's just give you a hypothetical trade here. What if the Bears decide they're keeping Fields?
Right.
And they want to move back? The logical thing, I think the first team you logically call is New England, right?
Right.
Because if you go to 3, you can get a pretty good haul from New England to jump up 2 spots, and you can get Harrison Jr. at 3, have more picks, and you still have that 10th pick to either add more offense or get probably a really good defender considering how many quarterbacks are going to come off the board. I think that would be the home run scenario, and that's where Harrison to the Bears at plus 500 has some juice.
Right, right. Well, here's the thing. Harrison to the Bears is viable because Fields would love to play with him. You know what I mean? And you pair him with DJ Moore, that would be fantastic. The question is, what does Washington do?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Can I just say something? If you're Washington and you have, what do they have? Washington has 2, New England 3?
They have 2. Yeah, Washington 2, New England 3.
So I would tell you this right now. If Washington stays pat, there's no shot they're taking Drake May. And I'll tell you why later.
Wow, how about that? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. All right, so you left me hanging here, Joe. So what is it that you want to say?
I said if Washington picks 2nd and doesn't move out, right, there is no shot the Commanders are taking Drake May at number 2. No shot.
Why do you say that?
Because, one, I've said, I'll keep pounding this drum, North Carolina quarterbacks have not fared well in the league. Sam Howell and Mitch Trubisky, and now you're going to draft Drake May? You mean you're gonna get rid of Sam Howell that you took in the 5th round, and you're gonna replace him with his predecessor, Drake May, because he's better? You think you're gonna get that much production out of him? North Carolina quarterbacks have not done well over the past 5 years from the quarterback position. Howell proved he was good. He was putting up yards, but he was turnover prone, and he actually regressed at the end of the year. And then you're going to waste the number 2 overall pick on Drake May that started 8-0 and fell off a cliff? when you have Jaden Daniels staring you right in the face? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I don't love him, Joe, but obviously the, you know, the scouts do, and the charts and graphs people do, and you know that a lot of times they rule the day, especially in an organization that always makes wrong moves. I don't care if they have a whole new crew in there. Now, you're right, maybe they have a whole new crew in there. Maybe things are going to be different. New owner, new general manager, new coach, new everything. Maybe things will be different. But, I mean, everything top to bottom is different. Everything's been cleaned out.
Right.
So maybe they're going to do things a little differently there now.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
Let's see.
We'll see. I just wanted to give you, you know, they have for Bowers, the Chargers at plus 210. Now, the Chargers have the sixth pick, Joe.
Okay.
Hold on here. Let me just get that right for you, Joe. I don't want to screw that up. The Chargers have the... Why does that happen, Joe? Why do they do that to me? I don't know why that happens. They have the fifth pick, Joe. You think you take a top five pick with Brock Bowers?
Chargers?
They have the fifth pick. They have the Chargers as the favorites to take Bowers.
Knowing how Harbaugh wants to play, that's not a bad possibility. But we saw Kyle Pitts, hybrid tight end, taken four overall by Atlanta. And how's he doing? I think he's definitely a talent, but you want to waste a top five pick on a tight end? I'm just saying, all the great ones, you know, Kelce and you know, all the greats were taken in the middle rounds.
I agree.
For the most part. You want to waste a top five?
I don't think I would use the fifth pick on him, no. Now they have the Jets next at plus 550. The Jets are picking 10th.
Jets probably would do that, right? That's the Jets, right? They would probably take Bowers.
Then they have the Colts at 6-1. They're picking 15th. So that's a gap.
Colts still need weapons. They need offensive weapons.
Then they have Cincinnati here at 11-1. Where are the Bengals picking? 18th.
I'll tell you what. You know who's going to the Bengals? I'll say it right now. Malik Nabers. If Higgins is gone,
well, they would have to move up for that.
Why? You think Nabers is going to be in the top 11?
The Bengals are 18th.
Oh, 18th. I thought they were 11th.
No, that's who I said just before. That's Minnesota's 11th. Bengals are 18. He ain't getting to 18, Joe.
No, he ain't.
I mean, he's like between 8 and 12, they're saying.
Yep. That's why 11, I thought.
No. The Jets could maybe get him.
No, I would hate to see him in a Jets uniform. Oh, God. No.
All right. So there you go. I gave you a little draft stuff, Joe.
Yeah, you wet the palate. It's not enough. It's not enough.
It's not enough. That's not enough what I just gave you.
No.
We got, I think it's 71 or 72 days till the draft, Joe. So you got plenty of time.
It's not enough, Corver. I need it. I'm craving it. I'm going through withdrawal. I need, football is out of my life.
Joe's all fired up.
Want to break me down? All right. I'm afraid, all right?
You afraid? You want to know? A few things here. First of all, my apologies for Syracuse, who ended up beating North Carolina
the other night.
Pitt did win outright, of course. Indiana State lost outright. I think that closed, Joe. They were 17.5-point favorites. They lost outright at home. This was after going in the top 25 for the first time since 1978.
I feel bad for that team, don't you?
I do, too. Yes, that sucks.
They're like the Drake was a couple of years. What was it, 3 years ago when the Drake was on that run?
Yeah. I mean, they're still going to be in the tournament. They got to win the Missouri Valley Conference.
But it's not the same.
You know.
It's not the same when you're ranked.
It's not. Providence did beat St. John's 75-72.
No, that was a close game. Line was 1.5.
Yeah. But there you go with that. So a few things. I did want to give you some of the college for Wednesday night.
All right.
Because there are, again, that's why I like Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. There's great slates on both of those nights. During the week, always a full slate. One second here, Joe. I want to see where they start with Wednesday. Here we go. Michigan State, 4.5-point favorites on the road at Penn State.
Michigan State. They're, who's on the road? Penn State?
No, the game is at Penn State at Happy Valley.
Yeah, Michigan State's a bad road team. They got smashed by Wisconsin. They were started the year, I believe, on the road, like 1-3, 1-4.
I think they'll win, but I don't really like trusting them with 4.5. Even though Penn State kind of sucks, but I don't know if I really want to do that. Bobby Moe playing Wednesday night, getting 11.
Oh, Bobby Moe!
Bobby Moe. Notre Dame's a 1.5 favorite at home against Georgia Tech. That shows you how much Georgia Tech sucks, because Notre Dame's awful this year.
Georgia Tech beat North everyone. Carolina at home.
I know, which is amazing that Notre Dame's favorite here. That's a play on Notre Dame, Joe. Miami getting 7.5 at Clemson.
Okay.
No interest there from you, I guess.
Nah, the Clemson team has cost me this year.
They've cost you?
Yep.
All right.
Cost me against, I think it was it Virginia? It was one of the games.
Might have been. They cost me. Iowa's getting 4.5 at Maryland.
I like Maryland.
Okay, you want to lay it, huh? I'm going to lay it.
I don't think Iowa's that good.
How about this line, Joe? Listen to this.
Go ahead.
So South Carolina's at Auburn.
Oh, boy.
Now, South Carolina's gotten themselves up to number 11 in the country. How well they've played. Auburn's 13th. Auburn's 11.5-point favorites.
What?
Yeah.
Something's up there. They're going to get smashed. Auburn's going to smash them. Either that or Auburn's
11.5-point
so
favorites.
Yeah, but they were catching 13.5 against Tennessee and won the game outright.
Like, what is the deal here? What am I missing?
I have no idea.
South Carolina, listen to what they're 21-3. Right, Joe? They're coming. They have beaten. I mean,
what's
they smashed
Auburn
Vandy
at home this year. Let me look at them. What are they at home? Is Auburn a dominant home team?
I mean, they crushed Alabama at home last week.
They beat. Who do they lay 22 to? They beat. They crushed Vandy. They're probably undefeated at home, right?
Why is this number 11.5?
Because they're going to get smashed. That's why. Let's lay it. They're going to get smashed at home.
Principal play.
Principal play.
Principal play.
It's a what? You're taking the points? No, don't do it.
I think people keep thinking the South Carolina team's just going to crumble. I ain't scared, Joe.
All right, take them. Take them.
This is a tough team.
All right.
How about Arkansas getting 9.5 at home against Tennessee? Joe Paul, he's thinking about that one. No.
I'm thinking.
Connecticut's laying 23.5 at DePaul. That's the Connecticut game on Wednesday night. And UNLV's at Fresno late night. Utah State's at Wyoming late night. Or Mountain West late night, which we love. Love Mountain West late nights.
Right.
On the grid. So you got to think about that. We'll rediscuss that on Coast to Coast on Wednesday.
Right.
That South Carolina Auburn game.
Yes, let's do that.
We got to do a little bit more. I got to look into that a little bit more. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey. All right, Joe. There is also on Wednesday night a very large amount of NBA, and that's because it's really the last full night before basically they shut it down, Joe, for the All-Star break. Now, there are, I think, three games on Thursday night.
Right.
Before All-Star weekend, but this is the last, like, full night of action that you're going to get.
Which is sad. Another sad thing.
You know. I mean that, and by the way, like it's not like they play the All-Star game and like they're back on like Monday. Like they don't play again until like next Thursday. Like they have a weird break. They go, they play three games on Thursday night, then All-Star weekend Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then everyone is off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, because of load management, they need to relax.
And then you come back a week from Thursday, the 22nd, with a full slate and everybody back playing. Are you involved this weekend with this All-Star game?
I can't. I mean, what do you want to do, the dunk contest? I mean, you know, I'll do the dunk contest. I mean, who do you want? I'll do that in the threes. That's the only thing I get involved in. Who do you want to do in
the threes? It's weird. Some states you can bet the dunk, and some states you can't.
I know in New York you can't do it.
They don't have it listed.
In Jersey?
Yeah.
All-Star
I'm looking at the Jersey board.
All-Star
they've got MVP. They've got the skills challenge. They've got the three-point contest. They've got the Rising Stars tournament, whatever the hell that is. They don't have the dunk contest up here.
How do you not have the dunk contest? Because they scraped that kid off the street last year? Who was the kid that won it?
He's in it again. He's in it again.
That's his claim to fame. He could be like Spud Webb. What's his name?
Mac McClung.
He played at Texas Tech.
I know.
Oh, I got a root for him. I like him. Forget the...
Oh, here we go. I found somebody that's got the number.
God, what do you got? Give me the numbers.
He's the favorite at minus 225.
All right, do we have anybody with hops? Anybody that has hops?
Hold on.
Give me the names. I need the names.
Give me one moment. Let me scroll
Come
down
on,
here.
Give me the names. I want the names. You name names.
Why do they not have the full?
Come on, Carver. You're a little slow.
I got to remember, I'm in a state that doesn't have it, so I'm trying to get all the info for you.
It's like you're flying a plane without any nauticals.
Oh, is that right?
You got no instruments in front of you. You're flying the plane based off of, I don't know, just eyesight.
Here we go, Joe. Dunk contest. I know Jaylen Brown's in it from Boston.
He doesn't have hops. I'll put it up. Dunk contest.
He doesn't have hops. Here we go. Nope, that ain't it either.
Hey, he's always big, Jaylen Brown, for like all these events, you know? Like he played in the celebrity game.
He wants
to get his name in lights.
I have Mac McClung at minus 225.
Yeah.
Jacob Toppin at plus 350.
Is that Obi Toppin's brother?
Correct. I think he's on the Knicks.
I got it here.
Jaime Jaquez, yeah. Jaime Jaquez. It's plus 650.
That's
and Jaylen
it?
Brown's
four
plus
people?
450. Yeah, it's just not the same anymore, Joe.
This is a gutless. This is really gutless. You got to be kidding me. Gutless
I'm not
type
kidding.
Of contest.
Four guys. But I'm actually stunned Jaylen Brown's in it because usually, like, actual All-Stars won't go near this thing. So that was surprising to me that Jaylen Brown stepped up.
You
want to give him credit?
Maybe he wants to, take on McClung. He said, "You know what? I'm trying to take away his 15 minutes of fame."
He might be doing that.
Maybe he's the Darth Vader of the contest. Might have to vote for Jaylen Brown. Maybe he's got hops, and maybe he's got a big body. I don't know if he can get up there, like, you know?
Mm.
You think? I need some intel. Let me see. Mac McClung. I mean, you think he punched himself out last year?
No, I think he's got more in the tank.
You think he's devising something? This is all the kid's got.
He's got more in the tank.
This is all he's got. He looks forward to this. This is his bread and butter. He's like the Joey Chestnut.
He made more money winning a dunk contest last year than he did playing all year in the G League. So, yeah, this is it. This is huge for him.
This is it. I bit my tongue as I was breaking that down.
Now, let me quickly go through this because, like I said, there's just a truckload of games here on
Matt
Wednesday
McClung
night.
He played at G-Town. Did you know that?
He played at a couple stops, yeah.
All right.
He bounced around a bit. So, here we go.
All right.
Atlanta's in Charlotte against the Hornets. Atlanta -6.5. 237 is the total there.
Okay, we got LaMelo playing?
No, he's been out. The Knicks are in Orlando against the Magic. After getting completely robbed the other night in Houston, the Magic are -2.5 right now, Joe.
-2.5.
214 flat the total. Now, I haven't looked. I haven't done any of my injury looking yet. So let me just see. I mean, the Knicks are just, they're missing so many guys. Let's see who we have. Anybody out for Wednesday already? Mostly all my injury stuff is from Tuesday night still. They haven't updated this, Joe. Nothing from the Knicks. Hartenstein questionable. LaMelo Ball out, Joe. I know you were just asking about him. DiVincenzo questionable. Knicks have so many guys banged up. They're getting 2.5 in Orlando. The Pacers are in Toronto against the Raptors. Pacers -3.5. 242.5 the total there. Cleveland laying 9 at home to the Bulls. Bulls have been spunky lately, Joe. You're Bulls. Cleveland just lost at home. Just lost to Philly. You want to take the Bulls getting the 9?
I like that. You want to take them on the money line, too? Just as a whistler? Want to take on them? Come on.
I wasn't willing to go that far.
No?
No. Now, the Nets and the Celtics, they played, Joe, on Tuesday night. And they'll run it back. They'll flip venues. They'll be in Boston on Wednesday night. Celtics 12.5 in that one. Tatum had a monster game on Tuesday. What was that number on Tuesday, Joe? It was 7.5 on the road. Now it's 12.5 in Boston.
I want to.
Nets hung around for a while in that game.
I'm going to lay it.
Okay, you lay it. I'll take the over.
You're taking the over?
Yeah, 226 and a half. Over.
All right, good.
Rockets are 4-point favorites in Memphis against the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies suck. The Wizards are getting 12.5 in New Orleans. Wemby and the Spurs getting 11.5 in Dallas. Sacramento's in Denver against the Nuggets. That's a back-to-back for them.
I like the over there.
230.5 for that one. And the Clippers are in Golden State, Joe. And the Warriors have been playing better. And they're 3-point favorites over the Clippers. 231.5 total.
You want to take the Clips? Let's take the Clippers.
I kind of want to take the Warriors.
These Warriors, come on. Carver, the Warriors, really, they let us down every single time. Every time we bet on Clay, it's Steph. Every time we bet
on... How about the over?
All right.
Get you in on the over?
Yeah, you got me in on the over.
And those three games, so keep this in mind. Here's one thing, though, Joe. Warriors have to play on Thursday night also.
Mm-hmm.
That's tricky. And the Timberwolves are playing Thursday night in Portland. They're played there on Tuesday night. Bucks are in Memphis Thursday night. So three games on Thursday night, and then you get to All-Star weekend, which is always fun. Who are you betting for MVP? Can I get that out of you?
For the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Luka.
Let's throw a dart on Halliburton at 16-1.
I just said Luka.
Let's throw a dart on Halliburton at 16-1.
He doesn't have enough juice.
The game's Indiana. The game's in Indiana. He's the hometown guy. Luka is 19-1. Look, my problem with Luka in these games is, Joe, is that he's so beat up and drags himself there that
he's
I feel like he's not.
13-1. Oh, that's the MVP.
MVP Luka's 19.
Let's take him. Luka.
But I just feel like he doesn't get enough. He's
19-1. How about Donovan Mitchell?
I don't think it's a bad strategy taking some of these guys that are.
I like Luka. I think Luka's the name that you want to take. Trey.
110-1.
Get out of here! Really?
Joker's 50.
That must mean he's
Kawhi Leonard's 55.
Yeah, those guys are gonna bow out early.
They're going to play a couple minutes and then sit
on
the bench?
They're going to play 8 minutes, and it's going to be the young guys. That's why I say Luka. Because Luka, we remember we talked Giannis, and we talked how they like to align this with the next star. And it's going to be Luka. Let's take a shot on Luka and Halliburton.
I need to see, Joe. Who have they been giving this thing to the last few years?
I'm telling you, Giannis got... They give it to the next rising star. I'm telling you.
I don't think that that's exactly how it works.
All right. You'd be shocked.
They gave it to Tatum last year.
And what did he have in the game?
I don't have the stats. Tatum, Curry. This is the last few years. Tatum, Curry, Giannis.
Yeah.
Kawhi, Durant.
All the young guys, right. All the
These aren't young guys.
Stars.
These are the stars of stars. These aren't young
right.
guys.
No Luka. No Luka.
What are you
no
talking
Luka?
About?
No Luka. No Luka.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So there you go. We got you set up
can't wait.
For Wednesday. There is hockey, too, if you would like. Only three games on Wednesday night, though. Florida's in Pittsburgh. They're a road favorite, too. The Sharks are in Winnipeg. -410 for Winnipeg.
Over.
And
how
Minnesota
was that NHL All-Star game? Was it good?
I didn't watch any of it.
None?
Didn't watch any of it.
Wow.
Had other things going on.
Look at this guy. All right, hero. Okay,
I wasn't
hero.
In the mix.
It's incredible. Wow.
You're
not
do?
Watching hockey. Yeah.
Right. Well, the All-Star game is, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of nonsense, Joe.
Yeah, it's all nonsense. I got news for you. All they do is for money now. It's all they do. It's a moneymaker.
But I think we got some beats on this MVP next this weekend in the NBA.
I like Luka. I think Luka and I'll take
I like.
Your
how about this
Halliburton.
One? How about Anthony Edwards? 10-1.
Nah, I don't think he's got enough
Minnesota.
Juice. I don't think he's got enough juice.
Minnesota first in the West. They got everything. Minnesota been a story here. He's going to get a lot of burn because he's a younger guy, like you said. I think he's a guy that we look at.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. I'm in.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Great job as always, Joe. Great job by Matthias Perbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the grid.